May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Well, I have to say, hopefully this sermon won't be an hour long, because this whole week we had All Souls Day, All Saints Day. Of course, we're in stewardship time, which actually is every day of our lives. Then we have baptism, and then just a P.S., we've got the Beatitudes as the Gospel. There's like tons of stuff. It was very hard to focus. But I thought to myself, how could I at least merge a few of them together, especially baptism? Well, stewardship of the soul. What do you think stewardship of the soul is? What does it begin with? Baptism. So stewardship of the soul is baptism. And all of that happens through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ with all that he has done and given us. And when we follow that seriously, when we follow that, if we're genuine, that's what makes us saints. The first thing that caught my attention was the cup, and I'm going to start off with that. Almighty God, you have knit together your elect in one communion and fellowship. So just for a moment, let's think about, or let's look picture in your mind, knitting. You can see somebody knitting. So for us in this cup, it's God. He's knitting. But what's he knitting? He's knitting all of us together. And I never was taught to knit, so I missed out. And I don't understand at all how to do it. But I do know one thing. If one thread or one string is missing, or if it's missed, or if it's out of the loop, what happens to whatever it is that we've made? It doesn't look right. It doesn't work. So if just one thread, and we're going to translate that into people, into God's people, one of us, if we're missing out, if we're loose, if we're not a part of God's community, if we're not together, us miss out, because baptism tells us we are all responsible. We make vows to the child, to each other, and to God together. We are all responsible for one another, for our souls, and for the encouragement and the nurture and the love of Jesus Christ to follow him every moment of every day. But then if we think about it, let's think of if we knit together a blanket, what does that do? It gives us comfort. It gives us warmth. And we're all together. That's what God's knitting us together does. And we can't do it without God. But God, he knits us into more than just a working piece. He knits us into a union, a communion with Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, into a fellowship that is a true family, a family of Christ, where Christ is the head, where Christ is the body. And one purpose, we are knit together for one purpose, to have virtuous living and godly living, and to share that with others. So today, Abigail is going to be baptized. She has a new beginning. She has her family here, which is stewardship. That stewardship of her family bringing her here to be baptized. But then us. She has a new family, her church family, which should be just as important. Because all of us are to love God and to serve him and love one another. Everyone here today takes vows. We make promises to that little girl. We have made promises to many. In our own family, our own friends, some that aren't even here. But we make promises to them. And we make a promise and vow to God that we will nurture them and encourage them to be here and to worship God and to have Jesus Christ as their Savior. So in baptism, what happens? Well, we have outward signs and we have inward signs. So like I said earlier, the family in white is an outward sign of baptism. They brought Abigail here to be baptized. What's another outward sign that the altar field has all warmed up in the back? Water. Another sign is the oil, the Holy Spirit. We're going to seal Abigail. And mind you, it's not just me baptizing Abigail, it's all of us are baptizing her. I'm just the focal point, the representative of the group. All of us are baptizing her again into our family. And when I make the seal, it's in the sign of the cross. So that's another outward sign. So, what are the inward signs for Abigail? What are the inward signs for us, for her parents? Baptism begins and continues with God's help and one another's help. A special and unique relationship between Abigail and the Lord. For us and the Lord. For us and Abigail. And Abigail can't do it alone. So that's why we are all responsible to bring her closer and closer to her God, to her Savior, and to the Holy Spirit, which she'll have instilled in her today, her love and nurture of the Lord. So then in the New Testament, there are a couple of things that really struck me that do definitely go along with baptism. The first thing was in the first verse. In Christ we have also obtained an inheritance. So once we're baptized, all of us inherit the kingdom. All of us inherit the earth. It's through Jesus Christ that we have eternal life, and we're a member of the family, of God's family. Nothing can take that away from us unless we reject it. The other thing that made me think a little bit in an abstract way was how Paul said, we are marked by the seal of the promised Holy Spirit, and this is a pledge of our inheritance towards redemption as God's own people. So she will be sealed, and all of us are sealed in Christ, marked as Christ forever. And if we think about it, how about packages or letters, and there's a seal on it? What does that mean? It basically means, you know, what the letter, who the letter is going to, who the letter belongs to, and where the letter is going. So as we are sealed in the Holy Spirit, it tells us who we are. We are God's child. It tells us who we belong to. We belong to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And where are we going? Eventually back, reconciled back to God in His heavenly kingdom. And that is His promise to us. Our eternal life is a sure thing. It's a promise that God has made to us. As we learn and grow in the church, Sunday school, by reading the lessons, by praying every Sunday, by praying during the week, as we realize what God's will is for us, and as we do it, as we have our action, we always have to focus on living our lives to praise the Lord, living our lives out to share God's good news to others. That's our baptismal vow. That is our stewardship. And just one more thing. The good news of Christ is just that. It's good news. It's happy news. But it's also very important in our daily lives. God has accepted us. God has reached out to us. And He has saved us All we have to do is to grab onto his hand and accept him and then follow him. In Jesus' name we pray.